The K-Rock Football Pre-Game Interview.
Are we going down to Shane?
We're going to go down to Shane O'Brien. Can you tell us a little bit later?
Tesla.
Yeah.
There's nothing in them.
Right.
There's no dash.
Right.
It's just an iPad.
Right.
Yeah, I was hearing about this on the way up. So it'd be quite weird when getting your car. There's nothing on the screen. It's just an iPad there, and you do everything remotely. The more money you pay, the more things you can do remotely.
Okay. Thank you, Benny, for that.
I haven't got a Tesla. I've got a Magna, which is manually driven by me at all times.
Right. FM88 here at Marvel Stadium. If you're making your way to the ground, want to listen to K-Rock continually here at the Marvel Stadium, you can do that on FM88. As we alluded to, Shane O'Brien is waiting patiently for us. Cheese, Kingy, Neildy and Benny Cass talking to you from the K-Rock box. Firstly, welcome to you. Did you think you were getting a weekend off with the VFL bye?
No. That's part of my job is when the VFL duties aren't on, I'm with the AFL boys, so looking forward to today's game.
So how did your role change on match day? Obviously, you're not in the box every game, but what role will you play the Savo under Chris Scott?
No, I'll be down on the bench. I've done that role probably the last 2 years with the COVID situation, so I'll be down, any opportunity I get to go down the bench sort of to help the team, and also helps me with my development and coaching and being all over it. And obviously having a few young boys in the team obviously helps being down the bench and talk to them in game.
Team's just come through, and as the club actually alluded to on Thursday night when they released the team, Cooper Stevens would be the Medi sub. Can you? You'll have the casual fan that'll go, "Oh, gee, he had 19 possessions on debut, and now he's the Medi sub." That's a bit harsh, but there's obviously a logic behind the decision. Can you give us some of the reasoning why Coop's going to start with the warm up top on?
No, it's probably the way it's panned out. I suppose Joel's back in the team and Cooper probably took his spot last week, and as he did a really good job. And being the sub, he could be on in the first minute. You never know. So we've just got to have Cooper ready to go whenever he's required, and hopefully comes on and does what he did last week.
Yeah. How proud are you of some of these young boys that have come through the VFL program? And I suppose the first one is Cooper, who you've had for 2 or 3 years, and he's had some adversity with injury, but also having to contend with hubs and not playing properly organised footy for 2020. He's really had to battle through, and he's done it probably through gritted teeth at times, but he's got to where he wanted to be.
Nah, spot on. Last 2 years have been really hard for a lot of guys, and sort of impressed, I suppose, the coaches and the team, and show they're up to play AFL football. And Cooper's been lucky enough to play the first 5 VFL games this year, and he's gone really well, and he's got his opportunity and took it. So, we're just hoping the season stays as normal and all those young guys continue to play good footy in the VFL and get opportunities. And when they do get it, just play well, and hopefully they don't come back to VFL, which would be great.
Shane, just with that, look, I know you just said you wish they don't come back to VFL, but I'm sure at some stages they will. One of the things that stood out for us is when the young guys have got their opportunity so far this year, and there's been probably 4 or 5 of them, it appears as though they've been able just to transfer across the way that you're going about it on VFL game day to AFL game day. Is it that close, the connection between the way the two teams play?
Yeah, I hope it is. Try and coach exactly the same way as what the AFL team are playing, and players like, I suppose, Cooper and Mitch Nevin, I used them as an example last week, been playing the roles at VFL level, so that when they play AFL, they play them exactly the same way and feel comfortable. Obviously, the game's a lot quicker at AFL level, but that's the whole thing about the program, that we try and play AFL boys in their preferred position, but probably playing positions that we see that they might get opportunity at AFL level too. And, it's sort of their form warrants at VFL level, and it's shown that, I suppose, those two guys, and even Ollie Dempsey playing early in the year, that the step up is big, but they're not overawed, and they just do what they need to do at AFL level to feel comfortable and perform.
Another one, mate, that obviously the whole footy world has been really pleased to see, and he has made that transition, or it seems seamlessly, but it's one of those things, maybe the overnight success that's taken 10 years maybe, is young De Koning. He looks fantastic. No doubt you've seen him a hell of a lot over the last couple of years, but he's playing every game. He's playing as a key defender. He seems to be going really, really well.
Yeah, and to his credit too, Sam did a lot of work over the last 2 years. Obviously with his body shape, he's still got a bit to go there, but he's smashed himself in the gym. He's done all the footy education, and then obviously having guys like Harry Taylor, who in Sam's first year, and then Harry went away last year, and then this year Harry's back. I think Harry does a lot of work with Sam to not just help him with his football, but just the mental side of the game as well. And as we know, a lot of big players, sometimes bigger players need to be thrown in the deep end and play on the best AFL forwards as Sam's doing at the moment. And he's going to get goals kicked on him, but he's learning on the fly, and he's showing us what he's good at as well. And He's holding his spot in the team at the moment and playing some good footy.
Speaking with Geelong VFL coach Shane O'Brien on K-Rock Football, here's Benny Cass.
Shane, have you got a Tesla?
No, but you're going the right way about it to get one.
I wouldn't have thought so. Can I ask you, what question? You've been asked lots and lots of questions across your playing career and your career as a coach and all that. The player, and you must go back in and think, you don't believe what this bozo asked me upstairs, and the players must have a laugh. And what would you, if you were sitting here where we are right now, what would you ask you?
Oh, shit, now.
Oh, gross.
I'm thinking, I've never asked a question about myself ever.
Come on, what should we be asking you that you never get asked? You think, I wonder why they never ask me that, or this would be a good question.
Nah, I can't. I wouldn't even think what the first question would be to myself.
Come on.
Nah, I've got nothing for you.
Absolutely donuts. That is absolutely diabolical.
What do you think I should say?
I don't know. Anything. It's just something that's sort of so at the end when you don't have to go back and say, you know, these guys didn't ask me the right questions. But what did when you're on the sidelines, do you have any actual involvement between you and the coaches, or are you just passing on messages to players? How does it actually work? Are you speaking to the coaches in the box as well, or is it just one-way traffic?
Nah, Eddie and myself will be down on the headsets and we'll hear everything the coaches are saying in the coach's box. Then we try and filter and dissect it so we can explain it to the players on the floor and obviously get the messages out, and hopefully they comprehend it and implement it straight away, so then we don't get abused and we don't have to send that again. And it's a really good role, and Eddie, myself, and even Steve Nichols are all linked up to the coaches, so we've obviously gone through the game plan, how we want to play and what St Kilda might do today, but it's more how we get the message out as soon as possible to the players and hopefully they implement it.
Are you predominantly talking to or listening to the assistant coaches, or is it the senior coach?
No, the whole lot.
The whole lot?
Yeah, we're not, it's not muted upstairs so we can hear everything, but obviously, when Scotty or one of the assistants want a direct message to go out, we've got to obviously try and get that out as quick as possible, which makes it hard with the runner these days. Only allowed a certain amount of time out in the quarter and obviously at the breaks, and you got to really make sure the message you want to get out there or the priority one gets to the right people at the right time.
So last week we saw this, and I assume that the players and you guys have probably had a bit of a chuckle, but Shannon Burns' moonwalk across the Coles logo up there at Manuka seemed to really spark the side. Is he been instructed today, like, is it the sort of nut bush or maybe the, what's that other one, the bus stop?
Yeah.
Is he going to pop any of those out?
I'm pretty sure he's got all those moves covered, but the hardest thing, I think, Burnsy and what he did really well last week, he knew where the cameras were and the timing of it was...
it was extraordinary.
It was pretty special. So I don't know if he's worked out where Marvel Stadium cameras are to actually implement one of those today.
Well, you're allowed out there, so after this interview, we'd love to see you wander out to the logo and just sort of bust out a little bit of Patrick Swayze action if you can.
I might go to the piano bar and get a bit of your best action.
Goodness me. It's all a bit foggy in there, I tell you, late at night.
VFL boys, back in action next Sunday.
Yep, play the Northern Bull Ants at their home deck in Preston. It'll be a good game because they're very... I suppose they're trying to establish themselves again as a standalone team. They got that culture with the old Preston team. And on their home deck, they're always a challenge. So we're looking forward to it. We're in pretty good form ourselves. And hopefully get a few more AFL players back this week and the coming weeks so that we can actually get them up to speed as quick as possible and put their hand up for AFL selection.
Now, I know we spoke with you post-game last week after the AFL win in Canberra and your VFL boys had a win against the Kangaroos. But was that the smallest AFL contingent you'd ever had in a team at VFL level with only three?
Yeah, that's the record for me. So... It was good for those AFL boys just to come with the right attitude, and they knew that to play the right way and try and put their hand up for selection this week. But also our VFL boys, they do a lot of hard work. Our whole VFL program, they train on Tuesday nights, they train their butts off, all their staff, and to get that opportunity like they did last week and the way they performed, it's credit to all those guys, because sometimes you train all year together and they don't get that opportunity, but they did last week and played well.
Yeah, good stuff. Cheese, good to talk. Always appreciate you giving your time to K-Rock. Good luck this afternoon and good luck for the rest of the year with the Bankers.
Thanks, guys.
Shane O'Brien joining us from Down Boundary Side. Always great to have a chat as part of Footy Spotlight. Thanks to Rex Gorrell, Geelong.
The K-Rock Football Pre-Game Interview.